Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are talking about and listening to Ruth Graham, the wife of Billy Graham, being interviewed by her daughter, Ann Graham Lotz. And it's just powerful wisdom that we're finding out. And it was, you know, people look at people's life and they fantasize what it's like.
Yeah, exactly.
But like T.D. Jakes says, we all have issues. Everybody's, you know, we're all human. You're all human. Not as many issues as Pat Hamilton, but many of them. We have a lot of issues. But, you know, the thing about this is she's interviewing her mother about mistakes. Have you made any mistakes? Mom, can you tell us about mistakes that you may have made as a parent that we can borrow and learn from this, that we could not make those same mistakes with our children? Well, this is Ann Graham Lotz interviewing her mother, Ruth Graham, the wife of Billy Graham, with that specific question. Let's go there now.
Is there something as you look back that you, a mistake that you would have avoided, something that you wish you had done differently that could be a piece of advice for some of us not to do?
Knowing when to turn loose, I think, is important. And I learned that years ago in learning to water ski, trying to learn. It's how to crouch in the water, how to get up, how to balance, and then the instructor's with you the whole time. And as he senses that you're getting your balance, he'll turn loose, and you're on your own. If you fall, he drops his ropes immediately and helps you back up again. But it's knowing when to turn loose. And I've seen some terrific young Christians that I honestly don't know whether they're terrific young Christians or whether their parents have just never turned them loose. And but if they're really loose and on their own, maybe in another country where nobody knows who they are, that's when the opportunity to come out and show their colors. Are they really living for the Lord, or just because they're afraid to disobey?
That's such a powerful, powerful thing. You know, so often it's just you get this fear of letting go. At what point do you let go? But at some point, you know, if you don't let go, you're forced to let go because they're 40 years old.
That's right.
And they're going to move on. But she says, you know, learning from a ski instructor how there's a time when he's working with you, he's encouraging you, but at some time you're going to have to actually ski. And you understand this, for years, it's going to shock you. For years, for thousands of years, God has been allowing people to have children and raise them without technology.
Without even
a Betty Crocker cookbook.
Oh.
And somehow, by God's grace, because he's totally in charge, that he can minister and reach out to people wherever they're at. Remember when Saul was going to Damascus to persecute the church? God intervened, you know, and obviously there's a lot of prayers going up for the church at that time. But she's saying specifically that, you know, if you're talking to them beyond, once they've entered into high school, and this is, I think the big thing is this too, John. A lot of people don't tell their kids about anything.
Nothing.
They expect the schools to train them up and that type of thing. And it's like, hello, America. But think about this. You speak into your kids. You live out what you're actually teaching them, and they can observe it from your life. But by the time they get in about the ninth grade, you know, you're getting into an argument more than, the thing is, you're going to harvest whatever you put into them in that part of their life. And then you sit back and you watch and you give advice, you let them talk. When they ask for advice, you give advice. But if you clamp down too much on them, you never know. She says, I don't know if some people are Christian or not. I don't know if they're trying to please their parents or they're actually, walking with the Lord. You don't know till they get away. And so that's a very important thing. So I want to encourage you right now. Maybe you've been trying to control your children to a right place, you know, and your children are going, you're not going to control me to a right place. And that can kind of blur the process in their life. And you know, life has a way of, if you don't listen to your parents, you have to listen to the teachers. If you don't listen to the teachers, you got to listen to the police officer. If you don't listen to the police officer, then you have to listen to the judge. If you don't listen to the judge, then you have to listen to the warden. If you don't listen to the warden, you may sit at the throne room of God trying to answer for your life. But God has a way. All authority is established by God. And those who rebel against what he's established, they suffer consequences for us. But that consequences for us is hardship to bring us to a place of repentance.
Yeah.
It's not like punishment, I'm doing away with you. It's in hopes that we would actually turn back
Repent,
to God.
Yeah.
So God's working with you as a parent.
It's amazing.
God's very good at it. He's very good at it. So maybe that's you. And I want to encourage you right now. Maybe you can comment below. You can write to us. But, you know, have you been too terrified to let go? You know, you've been too terrified. You're thinking, you know, my child's in the, my, and by the way, I want to encourage you to start calling them young lady and young men. If they're a couple years away from fighting for our country and driving cars and voting for our next leader, you need to start talking to them as young men and young women and helping them get a vision for their life. So instead of just all of a sudden, you know,
one day, hello,
they join the military just to get away from their mother or something. Exactly. That's not a good soldier. And so I want to encourage you right now, if that's you, you've been too afraid to let go, I want to encourage you to say, you know what, God, I'm just going to release my child to you. You know, my child's in their teen, maybe you're going through the rough, tough teen times, or maybe they're in their 20s, you know, and there's so many things we could talk about, but there's just this sense of ownership, and nobody owns anyone. All we're doing is just investing in them and getting a harvest. Stewarding. And this is the Word of God says, if you teach them the right things when they're young, if you train them in the ways of God when they're young, then when they get old, they won't depart. That time frame, that's in God's hands.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.